welcome to Off the Books, where we surf the uncharted waters of accounting, finance, risk, and wherever else the waves take us. This episode is brought to you by Workiva, the risk, reporting, ESG, and compliance platform that simplifies complex work so you can spend more time on Reddit looking at accounting memes. Check it out at workiva.com/podcast. My name is Catherine Tsai. I'm not an accountant or auditor, but I am a former reporter who can figure out what to tip your waiter without using a calculator. Today, I'm joined by Steve Soder and producer Mike Gravano. Steve, can you tell the fine folks who you are?
I certainly can. Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Soder, accounting enthusiast and Diet Coke aficionado. Looking forward to debiting some humorous memes today.
And Mike.
Yes, I am Mike Gravano. Producer of this show, longtime podcaster, host of Movie of the Year, the Superhero Show, and recovering Cherry Coke addict.
Great. Steve, what do we have planned for today?
Well, as if our audience couldn't tell. Memes, of course. Now, a full confession, I realized we didn't do any memes at all during season three, and we feel bad about that. So, we've actually made memes even better because on season four, since we are on YouTube, our audience can actually watch along with us. So here's how this is going to work. Yeah, I know. Mind blown, right? Here's how this is going to work. You, Mike, and Catherine are going to take turns, but feel free to jump in. I'm going to ask one of you to describe the meme to our audience. Of course, YouTubers will be able to see it for themselves, but particularly describe it for our audio-only listeners. And then I'm going to ask the other one why it's funny, especially for accountants. And maybe that's actually going to be funny for the rest of us to hear you describe why you think it's funny for accountants. It's going to be great. Now, new for this season, or at least new for today, is that we're going to pick themes for the memes, meme themes, if you will, that are going to introduce a topic. So I was thinking, as most companies get ready to wrap up for year end, they are thinking about the year end audit, which means that as they close their books, teams of auditors are going to be descending upon them, and that means a ton of drama, a ton of new people, a ton of everything. Now, this is different from an IRS audit and actually has zero to do really with taxes. This is a financial statement audit to be sure that everything is on the up and up before they issue their reports to the SEC or to others. So we've talked about this many times. We've referred to auditors, public accounting, and these memes are actually going to get into that. So, without further ado, and in a test of my technological capability here, I'm going to share my screen. And Mike, we are going to ask you to describe this meme, and then Catherine, why you think it's funny. And we're going to go rapid fire here, so you can be brief.
Okay. It's a square box. It's black. It says nobody, colon, and then nothing, and then auditors, colon, nothing. And then the picture below that is like a medieval knight with an axe and a cool winged helmet and a badass horse, and it says, "We declare independence."
I love it.
And Catherine, do you?
I get it. So, Catherine, take it away, though, because I don't know if our listeners will get why this is so funny.
I don't know if I know why it's funny either. Because nobody is going to go into this battle with a pony and an axe like this auditor is.
No, I think it's the meme format is like nobody, and then somebody barges in and says something ridiculous. So this is, I'm now understanding I described it poorly. The auditors are saying, "We declare independence dressed for battle." That was part of my bad setup there, Catherine. So nobody says anything, and then auditors declare independence. I still don't get it, but I get the meme format better than I did at first.
Well done. Well done. Okay, I'll get you off the hot seat here. So, Mike, you are exactly right. The meme actually wasn't laid out particularly well because I struggled. I was like, wait, nobody, and then nothing, and then auditors, they don't say anything, but then there's this picture. So we have talked about recently, actually, criticism by the SEC that auditors and their independence to conduct those audits is in question. And what the meme is saying is that nobody goes in and be like, "We declare independence," you know, and I don't know, unless you're like part of the Revolutionary War in the U.S. or something like that. But that's what makes it funny. Nobody does that, but auditors have to do that before they can do their work. And, you know, they've got a horse and a helmet and a battle axe, and they're declaring independence before they go to war. So there you go.
I get it now. Thanks,
Perfect.
Steve.
Hysterical, right?
Yep.
Something like that. Okay, meme number two. Catherine, can you please describe this meme? What do you see? And then Mike, why is it funny?
Oh, okay. In the first box, we have a hand reaching out from underwater, and the hand is coming up out of the surface, and it says, "My workload." In the next box, we have a second hand reaching out towards the drowning hand, and it says, "It'll be a good learning experience," as the two hands slap high five, and then the drowning hand sinks down into the water.
I get this one.
I feel like it's pretty self-explanatory. Mike, what do you think here?
Yeah, it's leadership isn't there to help. They're there to just be like, nah, you can get it, and that's you'll learn from drowning. And then you keep drowning.
Which is very typical for auditors in public accounting, especially like the newbies, you know, the ones that are just barely getting started. And those who have had enough experience to kind of know what they're doing and not look like, you know, just complete incompetent people. Those are really the ones that I think bear the brunt of this. But that's exactly right. Hey, I'm drowning here. Leadership, can you help me? No, we're not going to help you. It's going to be a great experience. And that's what most of them have staring. That's what most of them are having stared at in the face. I'm not saying that right. They're staring this in the face as they get ready to go into busy season, which is basically an onslaught of workload from really pre-January until March or April, and in some cases well into the summer. Kind of depends on your engagement team. So
everyone in this situation has my sympathy.
As they should. All right. Meme number three. So, Mike, can you describe this? And then, Catherine, tell us why it's funny.
Yes, okay. This is a Twitter meme from The Big Four Accountant. Partner, the firm will provide a team of highly qualified professionals that will leverage their industry expertise to assist you. The engagement team. And then it's Puss in Boots showing off his three little kittens and its intern, offshore staff, and first year. I get it.
What do you think, Catherine?
Seems pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah, pretty much. So, you know, when you're doing an audit, you're not really there to, like, consult for your client, like, as in to tell them what to do. But truth is, there can be tricky issues that you need to work through, that you might need specialists' help. And the firm always tells you, oh, well, we have all these, you know, super qualified, highly, you know, experts here to help you with those problems. And, oh, no, it's an intern, a first year, and somebody offshore. Not that they couldn't be professional and do a fabulous job, but that's not often what the client has in their head. You know, when they're going to have you help them with some pretty sophisticated and difficult work.
Especially when the pitch is they leverage their industry expertise. They're industry babies.
Exactly. Oh, you mean the industry expertise from the kid that hasn't graduated college yet? Oh, that one. Yes, great.
All three of those kittens are adorable and great. Interns are fantastic.
Well, we do love our interns.
That's right. Well, and we love these memes, but we are going to take a quick break from this humor, hear a fast word from our sponsor, and after these messages, we will be right back.
Today's episode of Off the Books is brought to you by Workiva. In this modern world, musicians can make money in several ways. And while it may seem simple, dear listener, it's actually quite complicated. Seriously, just Google how musicians make money. It's bananas. For the sake of time, we're only going to mention a few. They have live performances, merch sales, and streaming royalties. And while there are always exceptions, most artists aren't making a living redoing their work. They're paying the bills by focusing on the new. New tours, new albums, new hoodies. But as you may have guessed, we're here to discuss the exception. Recently, one musician's been seeing success redoing her work. You might know her all too well. These re-recorded albums are making quite the splash in the music industry, breaking new records, re-engaging fans, and making that money. But redundant work in your reporting processes simply isn't benefiting you, is it, dear listener? If you're wasting valuable time copying and pasting, reformatting data, or emailing back and forth revisions, Workiva can help. Automate all that awful, useless copy and pasting, and spend more time actually doing your job. You know, doing what you love and being the rock star you are. Workiva and you, it's a love story. Just go to workiva.com/podcast. That's WORKIVA.com/podcast. And say yes.
And we are back talking about memes. Let's jump right back in. All right, here we go. This is more cultural, which Mike, we're actually going to go back to you to describe the meme. Okay. Go ahead.
It is the picture is of the infamous Oscar slap from last year. Will Smith slapping Chris Rock. And who looks in deep pain. It says, happily opening an AR confirmation. The bottom says, company responding back that they don't respond to confirmations.
Oh, but dang.
Catherine, any clue?
AR, is this accounts receivable?
Yeah. Hey, nice start. Good job.
Okay, so happily opening that, and then the company. Oh, yeah. Yeah, so I guess the company is saying, we don't keep that AR out of your mouth. AR confirmation out of your mouth? Is okay. that what happened at the Oscars?
You know what? All right, so there's really no tie-in to the Oscars, except, well, you know what? I'm not even going to get into that. So this one actually is probably the most accounting-focused. So basically, when you're going through an audit, they need to audit your financial statements. And one of the things you probably have on those financial statements is cash and accounts receivable and marketable securities and fixed assets. Well, one of the things that you can do to audit accounts receivable is actually have the auditors send a letter to the people who owe this company money and say, hey, we show that you owe the off-the-books company $100,000. Can you please confirm that you owe them $100,000? And then when the auditor gets that confirmation back signed by that company, okay, great. That $100,000 is valid and it's real. So what happens when you get that letter back and you're like, oh, sweet, I got this confirmation. And all the company says is, hey, I don't respond to your AR confirmations. I'm not going to tell you that. That's the slap in the face.
Got it.
I get it now. I understand the order of operations.
Ah, see, there you go. And I can tell you're both laughing heartily. Yeah, appreciate that.
That's my okay. laugh.
Moving on to meme number 5. And I'll full disclose, as Mike would say, I'm not even totally sure this is an accounting meme. I just found it hysterical. Catherine, you want to describe this for our audience?
I'll just read it out loud here. It's a tweet. My first Deloitte interview, I made a pun. Thanks for having me. It's a Deloitte to be here. No one laughed.
I would have laughed for Billy. This one is funny. I'm a sucker for puns, and I got this one immediately. So.
Fantastic.
I guess it's common around Deloitte, but I'm a Deloitte alum myself. I had never heard this before. When I found this meme, I died laughing. I thought it was the funniest darn thing. So hopefully our audience gets a kick out of it too. Okay. All right. Moving on to the grand finale. Mike, you're going to need to describe this to our audience. It might take a little bit of effort, but this one is actually a video, which I admit does not necessarily qualify as a meme. But we are going to go ahead and play the video. Mike, go right ahead. Tell us what you see.
All right. There's a person in a karate gi and their coach just slapped them. Is that right? And then they send them out. They shake them. They double slap them and send them up to fight. It says, where the senior tells you to stop emailing the client and go talk to them.
Okay. I'm going to replay this just one more time.
Shake, shake, shake. Slap, slap.
All right, Catherine, what do you think?
I take it it's not fun to have to talk to the client versus email them, especially if you're an introverted member of the team.
Definitely not. But did you notice, and this is going to be hard for our listeners, did you notice the woman in the gi, she nodded. She didn't like recoil. She didn't like, hey, what the freak are you doing? She nods, right?
She's shake, shake, pumped. Shake.
Oh, it's like, yeah, slap, it's like slap. A pep talk. Like,
okay.
Yeah. She's getting pumped up, ready to go. So you need to put your foot up the butt of your juniors, maybe.
That is 100% correct. It can be daunting to go in and talk to your client, right? To ask him the tough questions, to, gird yourself to get yelled at or to get insulted or told that you don't know what you're doing. So, you know, sometimes you need a bit of a shake and a slap and you'll nod and say, okay, thank you very much. I'll go get right after it.
Is that how you talk to your team, Steve?
No, of course not, because we don't have to do tough stuff like talk to clients. Are you kidding me? We're just doing webinars and podcasts, right?
That's what we should do before now. Every podcast episode.
Yes. Three-way exactly shake right. and slap.
So, Mike, Catherine, did you learn anything for the memes today?
Yes. Oh, I learned sure. It is hard to make a funny accounting meme. But it's been a Deloitte.
Yeah. But bing.
Catherine. Oh, KPMG.
Yeah, there you go. Well, big thanks to Catherine and Mike for being good sports, and big thanks to you, dear listener, for surfing along with us. I am Steve Soder. That was Catherine Tsai and Mike Gravano, and this has been Off the Books, presented by Workiva. Please subscribe, leave a review, and tell your buddies if you like the show. Now, did you like those memes? Do you have a better one? Tell us about it, or send us your memes to offthebooks@workiva.com. If your meme makes it on the show, we will send you a coveted Off the Books t-shirt. Surf's up, and we will see you on the next wave.